Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yours sincerely, Miss Sarah Foster. You were quite right to bring this to our attention, Julie. That little boy must not get a present.
No present for him? Every child should get a present.
It's time to change the rules.
You'll have folks saying that Santa Claus only rewards the good little boys and girls.
Isn't that as it should be?
All right. Julie, make up a list of who is naughty and nice.
Yes, sir.
And be careful. I'll be checking it twice.
Now, Santa Claus has appeared in more than 100 films, but only a handful of them have really shaped the image that we all have in our minds. He's jolly, he's generous, he's slightly mischievous, he's a little bit overweight, and he always arrives very generously to deliver the presents. Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media, is going to talk about why Santa matters.
Oh, absolutely, Pat. One of my favourite segments, coming up to Christmas especially, you know, we're going to sprinkle a little bit of fairy dust into your lives and wrap kind of maybe even the top 10 or 12 Santa movies, best Santa movies ever made. And starting with this movie, 1985, I'm sure people are thinking, I've seen it, especially my generation. You know, I was born in 1978, so I was only 7 when I was brought to the Savoy Cinema to watch this. And the magic when I saw the sleigh and Santa himself, it really does, you know, evoke all these incredible images and I suppose happiness as a child. But the movie itself, it was kind of colourful, it was slightly bonkers, and it was an epic starring Dudley Moore as the elf named Patch. But Santa himself, in that particular quote, was for me a spectacle, not only with the flying reindeers, but the glitter of Christmas. He embodied everything Santa was for me. And yeah, it was incredible.
Okay, if that's your favourite, give me another one.
So many. I mean, people have said to me and texted me over the week saying, what about The Christmas Chronicles in 2018 with Kurt Russell? He kind of plays a rock and roll Santa with the charisma and, you know, powers his sleigh. He's got a bit of swagger. I feel, though, even though the beard was 100% real, to me, it wouldn't have been my favourite Santa Claus, I'm being honest. I don't think he had Santa's personality. He was a bit of a kind of an Elvis charming Santa. One particularly that I really enjoyed was Klaus. I'm sure a lot of people have watched Klaus. Did you enjoy any of those animated movies?
No, I didn't see Klaus.
Oh, okay. It's kind of it's inspired by Scandinavian folklore, and it's like a wood-like spirit design of Klaus. I just thought it was beautifully inspired. I think sometimes animated Santas can be incredibly powerful. You know, when you look at elements like the North Pole or the Polar Express, you have those elements too with Tom Hanks.
Okay, well, one of my definite favourites that I've watched again and again, Miracle on 34th Street.
Now then, what's your name?
Susan Elizabeth Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Well, I have lots of names. Kris Kringle, Santa Claus, Father Christmas, or Nicholas. If you were in Holland, I'd be Sinterklaas. Or in Italy, La Befana. I have to speak many languages because, of course, I travel, as you know, a great deal. Suresh Gift Vom Christro. That's Russian. And Sikulu Alger Ya Noele. That's Swahili.
My mother's Mrs. Walker. She's director of special events for Kohl's.
Uh-huh.
She runs a parade.
Oh.
I know how this all works. You're an employee of Kohl's.
That is true.
But you're a very good Santa Claus.
Thank you.
Your beard's stuck on real tight. Usually the store's Santa Claus whiskers are too loose.
Right.
Yours look realistic.
That's because they are real. You give them a tug.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Woo! Are you convinced? Good.
This isn't a regular Santa suit, is it?
Oh, no. This is the real Santa suit.
It's very nice.
I agree. It's lovely. Gold buttons, gold thread. It's as real as me. Well, you ask your daddy if I'm real.
I don't know where he is.
Well, he's,
That's my friend, Mr. Bedford. I don't have a dad anymore.
Richard Attenborough, wonderful.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. To me, he embodies the perfect Santa, because not only does he, you know, have the fierceness and the gentleness of Santa Claus, because he has to stake his claim. You know, it's a Santa, it's about a courtroom, is Santa real? But also, you know, he's incredibly gentle and magical. But we have the 1947 version. This is the 1994 version.
Now, sometimes, you know, Richard Attenborough, he played that really sincerely and so on, and so credible. But someone like Tim Allen, I mean, he takes a different tack entirely. And his fat suit was quite extraordinary.
It was extraordinary. A bit like Kurt Russell, you know, there was 2K of prosthetics, you know, he had to grow his beard and had to be real. I think sometimes people, when they get into character, and especially Tim Allen, he's also said in interviews, you know, he had to actually physically put on the weight. He enjoyed that part of it, eating burgers and milkshakes and trying to put on the couple of kgs. But I think returning to Santa on screen is so powerful, not only for us as adults, but for children, because it gives and evokes that feeling of being a child again. And I even listening to these clips, you know, I thought it was a great gift. It just, it's lovely to see him, not only the chimney big enough for a grown man to get down, but the good mood factor
now,
that it gives.
I didn't see Rise of the Guardians. This is Santa tattooed, wielding a sword, and called not Santa, but North.
North, yeah. There's some interesting elements when people see, you know, Santa on film, because he's been in hundreds of films, even as cameos. That's one that wouldn't stick out to me. But a friend of mine had said, you have to put that in. That's like a big, big Santa Claus movie. And I said, okay, well, we'll talk about that. And even something a little bit more obtruse and obscure is Violet Knight. It's kind of a wild card entry. Santa is an action hero. So, you know, there's many others where Die Hard meets Christmas Eve, for sure.
Now, one of my favorite Christmas movies is Elf. Ed Asner plays a fairly grumpy Santa, but Will Ferrell is Elf.
Santa! Back off, Slick. Scare the deer.
Buddy, is that you?
Are you okay?
Boy, am I glad to see you. The clausometer suddenly just dropped down to zero. There's just no Christmas spirit anymore. The strain was too much. The engine broke free of her mount. I need an elf's help.
I'm not an elf, Santa. I can't do anything right.
Buddy, you're more of an elf than anyone I ever met. And the only one who I would want working on my sleigh tonight.
Really?
Really?
Can't imagine anyone other than Will Ferrell playing Elf. He does it so wonderfully because he's 6'2".
Yeah, he does it so well. And actually everyone says, you know, does everyone not know that he actually ate the syrup with the spaghetti and he was so violently ill for days afterwards? That's a commitment for you. 2003, I can't believe it's that, you know. But Santa, you know, he's got his twinkling eyes. He evokes, you know, something special
for all
of us.
Finally, the importance of the beard.
The beard is important. I think you can't have a beloved Santa on film without the beard being real. It's a must in cinematic, kind of the cache of cinematic history. And I think not only the commitment to kindness as well. And we saw it there. He was a little bit grumpy, but then, of course, he brings it too. And I know you love Bad Santa, which we didn't include.
We didn't get it. But, I mean, Santa comes in all shapes and sizes.
He does indeed.
He does indeed.
He's the best in the business.
Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.